0 TR, hold.
Patrick here. Tom, Bernice's surgery go okay?
You had to be here at 6:30, but they said, let me turn this bluegrass down. She doesn't go in until 8:45. I know they got to dilate her eye and all that, but jeebony. That's a little ridiculous.
Even being early, but that's a little excessive there.
15 minutes, but that's all right. There weren't many people here, Patrick. Duh.
Getting out of bed yet, or just now getting there?
Pretty activity here. I must have snoozed off. I was drinking a cup of coffee and eating a cookie from Aldi's and snacking on a bunch of grapes. And I had a banana. And after that, kind of went unconscious. But she's back there. I know I just went in, went to the restroom, and she wasn't out in the waiting room anyways.
Get an early start and get it over with for you. That way you can get home.
Beautiful day. Showing 45 degrees out there. The chicken was up crowing at 4:30, though. We accidentally got one rooster in there. If he starts waking me up as his voice develops, he's liable to be a rotisserie chicken.
Ned, I grew up on a farm, and having to listen to those roosters of a morning, I can pass.
I'll tell you what, those hens out there, and the older ones, my, they can make some nasty sounds, too. Especially if they're sitting. Wow. They just shriek at you if you go in there. But after they lay an egg, they come out, and they don't cock-a-doodle-doo, but they sure raise a lot of cane.
It is the worst for the guineas. That's the best watchdog or alarm clock you'll ever have.
African bird, actually. And I've heard them. But I'll tell you another one that's really loud, and you're correct about him being a good burglar alarm. Another one is the peacocks. Wow.
Our next door neighbor when I was growing up, when I lived with my grandparents, he had guineas and peacocks and chickens. And so did we have the chickens. But, man, morning was like a circus around the house.
He didn't have any late sleepers anyway. Well, them stupid things come out there before daylight, though. Now, I do have, it's pretty well lit out there. And then I have timers on the inside of the hen house that come on between 7 and 8. And just a little LED light in there so they can fly up on the roost easier. Because they're pretty well blind after dark. And, but I had a porch light that I wasn't using, and it's only 4 watts. And so I hung it on the front of it out there where it says, Mom's Coop. The kids had that engraved on the front of it. And it kind of lights it up so that if Mr. Possum or Mr. Fox comes up there, I can shoo them away, permanent light. Possum at 1 o'clock in the morning and the other one at 2 o'clock in the morning. And they went to that big possum heaven in the sky.
We had to worry about possums, and then we also had to worry about foxes up around the house. And now there's coyotes back in the area, so having to watch for those also.
We didn't camera down there, Patrick, and I really have a lot of fun with it. If Bernice has any leftovers or anything, it's about 100 yards down there behind the house. And I throw out a little food for them now and then down there. And there's been 2 foxes, 2 coyotes, 7 raccoons at one time, and Mr. Possum and some deer down there. It's kind of fun just viewing them on the game camera.
Anyone knows on the game camera's not bad, but we've got a bear roaming the area during the summertime up where I'm at, and can't let anything out small like your dogs or anything like that, or they'll be gone.
We had a bear down there last year, and I got a picture of him, but it was pretty poor. He was kind of over to the side, and it was a cheaper game camera. This is a little bit better game camera now and more megapixels. And I'd like to see him again, but he had grown quite a bit. I'd say he was probably, 150 pounds or so. And my neighbor, she's seen him like three times down there. So even though it was not the greatest picture in the world, I know it's confirmed. But he only come by there one time. And one of those coyotes is big as a German Shepherd. And the other one is really gaunt. I mean, he looks mangy. But the two foxes are really cute. And the coons, they'll eat chickens like we eat chicken. But they never have come up there to the pen, knock on wood. If they do, I'll trap them and get rid of them. But as long as they don't bother anything, I don't bother them.
The bear had a, and the dog had an experience this past summer, taking her out for a nightly walk. And the bear was at the end of my walkway as I come out the door. Luckily, it took off the other direction, and a dog tried to go after it, and I'm dragging it around.
CR mobile. Yeah, I've never had an experience with it. We didn't have bears up in Kansas. There had been some sightings of some mountain lion, but it was extremely rare. And badgers occasionally, but not a great deal of them. So that there was any kind of a nuisance. I'd never seen a badger up there in eastern Kansas until, maybe 10 years ago. And then the armadillos come north just like the Spanish folks. I think it was their pets that followed them up here because we'd never had armadillos.
Visit my dad in Texas was the only time I ever seen armadillos when it was nice and hot. Figured they wouldn't like the cold weather.
I don't know why, but they were up there and we had groundhogs. But that's about all the varmints we had. The groundhogs really do some damage. We had one of them threaten my sister one day and got kind of aggressive. And he went to groundhog heaven.
We'll tear up a cornfield, I can tell you that much. They will do some damage to one of those in a night time.
Also, that's one of their favorites. And they'll go in and decimate a cornfield. Boy, I'm starting to get leg cramps. This old age sucks at times. Been sitting too much because it's been raining and couldn't get outside quite as much.
Got a nice parking lot there. You could walk around it and get you some exercise this morning.
This is Gerald TR. Well, Patrick, I got a cold. I could do that. And, you know, that's not a bad idea. But sucking in cold air is another bad thing when you got congestive heart failure. But I put my mask on to do that. That's not a bad suggestion.
Like my mom passed here just last month from congestive heart failure, so I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, I couldn't walk 10 feet without stopping, and my heart got down to 15% ejection fraction before I knew I had it, and my heart had enlarged. And it's not a funny thing, I'll tell you. That was scary.
Put her on some kind of high-powered medicine, and she was having to wear a pump all the time where it's pumping right into a port, right into her heart. all day long and all day, all night. And then she was on oxygen full time also. So the last 2 years of her life were dealing with that and all the other things that come along with it.
Well, I think I'm going to have to step out, Patrick, because this leg cramp is getting worse. I'm sorry to hear that. That really stinks. And I have no intentions of going that way.
You and I'm going to say 7-3s. I got customers standing here looking at me now anyway, so I'm going to hop out of here. Tom, you take care of yourself and holler anytime you can. 7-3s, KO4, HKX, clear.
Okay, Patrick, I think we'll go for a stroll and hello to your customers in 73s. This is N0TR, clear.